Physical Facilities Committee meeting, April 10th at 6 p.m.
Roll call.
Oh, roll call.
Mm-hmm. Milsuski?
I'm here.
Crawford?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
And Reifsteck?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, visitors, we have Steve. Thank you. Don't anticipate any public comments. So really, I think we'll just get down to new business. So a couple of things. We have the capital improvement plan, I think Shelley had sent out. And Steve, I believe you, this is this Excel sheet, I believe you had provided some input to this.
Yep, I guess more.
Self-clarification then.
Yeah, I think, could you tell me when, how much longer do we have for?
2 weeks from Friday.
Okay.
So.
So I think we can, I don't know if it makes sense that the HVAC engineering study is second on the list, but it may kind of feed into this plan. So I think the second part was one of the attachments. This was looks like a request for quote. Let's see here. This is not what I was looking at earlier. So this is for the assessment. So earlier today, I think I was looking at scope of work. This was for the chiller replacement. So, and then this was more or less, this would be what we would send out to maybe a couple design firms, right? And then they'd give us a proposal.
Yeah, send it out directly to one mechanical engineer, and then they could drop the scale from there.
Yeah. And then
don't want to do a site visit, but I mean, yeah.
Okay. You had two, I think there was two in the email. Those are your recommendations?
Those are two. I mean, there's a lot of firms out there that'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a couple offline that you don't want to use.
That'd be helpful. Yeah. Yeah, I did look up the two that you sent. They both look pretty qualified. I actually saved those for myself. So yeah, I appreciate those recommendations. Okay, so I think this is probably an immediate need is to at least get the proposal for those.
Yeah, because right now you're looking at a chiller for at least a year out. If you ordered it today. So, I mean, if you get the engineering done, I mean, there's no reason you couldn't engineer this within a month of receiving contract in most cases, depending how busy they are. But I'd get it out on the street as soon as possible after that. I mean, that's up to you guys if you have the funding for next year for the chiller replacement. But it's, right now, it's working. It was fired up today and it's been running.
It was started today?
So it's about 11:30, so we're going to run it all week. Just make sure we don't have any bugs in there, but right now it does not look like it's going to be an emergency. Things could change, but you're still at the end of the useful life of the unit, so.
Yeah.
We don't have a huge load, though, either. Right? We don't have a huge load, so.
No, originally they had an 80-degree day on Wednesday, and now they've changed the forecast, so. But we got full 5 days of 70s, so. We waited until the building got very warm today before we kicked it on, just so we could crank it up on a full load right away.
Okay. Nice.
So, fired up fine. 2-degree differential between return and supply, so we're right where we need to be.
Good.
So once we do a bid with one of these companies, what do they want for deposit?
Usually nothing.
Nothing?
Not for an engineering firm.
Okay.
Once you do the RFP, they might ask you for it, but most contractors won't until the project's done.
This short enough window, right?
So we don't have to put anything in the budget for this year, is what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, for the engineering side.
For the engineering, but not for the actual work.
And when it comes to time to bid, just Shelly can reach out to me. I'll give you a bunch of qualified contractors to do the work.
Okay.
I mean, we'll still have to formally bid it based on the cost, but. Mm-hmm. Depending on how you guys bid it, if you're going through the city with the Manstar, which is what I'd recommend, because then everything calculates on the website and it spits out everything at the end. But that way you can send a separate email out to each contractor you want to make sure they
Steve, what did you call that?
Demand Star.
Demand Star.
That's how they do all their properties.
So, Darren, is this something we need to put to a vote for the RFP?
For spending money, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is the general cost of it?
I think like 10,000 or less. Or?
I think it was about 4 or 5.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. This doesn't fall within the director's scope of just, you know, and it's not an emergency either.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Yeah. Not an emergency like we need it, you know, now like something failed, but it's something that has to go before the board for
a
voting.
And then this request out to the engineers would typically come from Shelley then?
That would. So to start the process of getting that, that could go to Shelley or it could come from our committee. Mm-hmm. She probably is going to call you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, the info Steve gave is really helpful.
Yeah, I mean, based on the cost, I mean, I don't know what your limits are. I'm assuming it's 2025 for approval. I mean, I know it's, if it's over 5, I think it's above Shelley's approval now.
Shelley's approval is...
It went up.
Yeah, I think it's 4.
I want to say it's 5.
Could be 5, maybe it's 4.
Yeah. So, I mean, you'll still have to come through the board, but you don't have to do a formal RFP, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, 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 that's correct.
For the engineering.
Right. I mean, as long as on the board, we give it a range. And if it falls
not
within.
To exceed
it. Right, not
so
to exceed,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, for the.
Mm-hmm. Then we're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll ask for a set of drawings. Sequence of operations for the BAS, probably. So, all those, I think we have them here, so.
Okay.
And I know Trico Mechanical has a copy electronic, but I have a copy too, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is something we definitely should get done soon.
Okay, so make a motion that we send the request out to multiple engineering firms for a proposal to do the design services for the chiller replacement.
Approved. I mean, we don't have to vote on that one, do we?
No.
It's not money.
It's more your recommendation. Well, we're at City Council, we send it out to them. If anybody approves, you don't even really have to make a motion. Just if everybody agrees, then you send it out to your.
I agree.
I agree.
Thumbs up.
Good.
The next meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we got to get the actual quotes and then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't posted on this meeting, so.
Right. You
have to have discussion next meeting as well.
Okay.
And once you have discussion, I believe then.
Yeah, gives us time to maybe get those quotes back right then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, what's next?
So I think next would be the capital improvement plan, which the feature. I think right off the bat is chiller replacement. That's the final. That's not the first thing on here. We actually. So I like this plan. It's laid out by fiscal year and kind of runs through our major components in the building. And then with the chiller being, actually we've got some lighting. So we talked about upgrading the lighting in the building, and so we've got a 56,000. In here now. So Steve, is that a number that...
Shelly had a quote from Verde, which is a company that will come in, do everything, the ComEd incentive, all that kind of stuff. So say it's 56,000, ComEd incentive's 20, I'm just making up numbers. We would only pay them 36. They'd get the ComEd rebate right to them.
Hmm.
So they'll do all the paperwork and everything. There's lots of firms out there that'll do it that way. It's just a matter of... She sent me the quote a long time ago. I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Obviously, with inflation over, I think, 4 years now, it's up. But, I mean, if you see it's going to be under that dollar amount based on those numbers, you don't technically have to go out to RFP if you're going to be below your threshold. If you're only paying the contractor, say, 25 is your max, you wouldn't have to formal RFP that. If you're over that, then you're going to have to do a formal RFP.
So 25K is the cutoff?
I don't know what your guys are. I mean, the city, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
That's without going out to bid.
Yeah. I'm not saying you shouldn't go out to bid. I'm just saying it would save you.
Well, when I was a liaison, you get somebody in talking about the lights.
Right.
Is that it's in company? Or?
I believe so. Yeah.
And Shelly could reach out to them, and they could just update their numbers. They already took counts of this building and everything. Mm-hmm. So that way,
yeah,
that way you know where you're at.
They do everything.
You can go out to formal RFP.
Okay.
Yeah, my biggest concern with the lights is it's going to brighten things up so nice, and then people are going to want the carpet.
I'll tell you right now, that's what you're paying Ted a majority of the time to do, other than the camera.
Really?
He could spend 12, 15 hours here a week just doing lights.
Is that
wow.
That's the failure rate right now, because this building's never been relamped.
Okay.
Normally in a commercial setting, you relamp a building every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a waste of money doing it with the existing bulbs, where if you go to LED, you're not going to touch them for 5 to 10 years. And that's one thing you can put in the spec, is it's got to be a warranty of 5 or 10 years. And Verde, and I'm not trying to sell you on them, their company I used in Oswego, I think we got 5 years.
Wow.
They warranty their labor, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to cut your energy down drastically. And the other thing is, I saw on here, too, and it might mess with your budget, is changing the light poles in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You can convert those. Half the time, you don't even have to replace the heads. You pull the mercury vapor and metal halides out, you bypass the valves, you put a bulb in, you're done. I did all the parking lots in Oswego that way. Didn't replace one head.
Mm-hmm.
We did all the downtown that way.
Wow.
Saves a hell of a lot of money. I mean, if your poles are damaged or something, I understand that.
Yeah.
You gotta replace them, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All we did, we went a different route at the new building. We replaced the heads. Just because we wanted something a little more sleek looking, but there's ways to save money doing that.
I like that.
And those are available for inside us still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you hire a contractor, labor's included in the incentives. If our staff did it, only the material would be covered under the incentive.
That wasn't anything that Verde scoped. Oh,
I don't think it was in there, but
I think it was only internal.
I think it was. And I'm not saying you have to do it now. You could do that later date and spread your money out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we were going to look into those, but I don't think it was on that.
There was some reason, though, that there was some hitch that there was a problem with. Why you didn't proceed? Not necessarily financially. Wasn't there something?
The problem was that we didn't know where the power came
from. That's right.
That was the problem. Was like, where's the breaker for this thing?
Because all the bollard lights and the exterior building lights, I've already purchased.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what budget it came from, and nobody has to get in trouble. But they're sitting here, so Ted will be doing that as they fail.
Okay.
He's already done like 2 or 3 building lights and done 2 or 3 bollards. Right now, the bollards, the internal guts are like this, goes down to like this, and you're done.
Hmm. And so that
same light level, but lasts a whole lot longer.
Okay. Nice. Well,
thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Thank Ted.
Yeah, he says, other than he said the new building's keeping him from the library.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
Two more weeks.
Oh.
We're moving on to the 21st. Not saying he won't have work to do past that, but
wow,
that's when the majority of it will be done.
So this improvement plan, you know, takes us out to, looks like, 34. Mm-hmm. So 10 years out. So, Steve, it looks like, you know, we've got some of these major mechanical items, but it sounds like you thought there may be some more.
Yeah, I mean, if we start at the top with the roof, what I'd recommend is getting a roofer out here every 2 to 3 years, checking the roof, do minor repairs, try to lengthen the longevity of that roof. I mean, you got different roof types here. You got TPO, you got metal roofing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using advanced roofing. They're pretty good, right out of Yorkville. They'll come by, check everything, send you a quote for what they need to do. I've started that program in Oswego, and we're doing minor repairs, but I mean, it's not a big hit every year where your roof's failing mass terribly. But normally a TPO roof, you're going about 40 years, an asphalt roof, you're about 20. Mm-hmm. So, just something to keep in mind. Sooner or later, it'll have to be done. If the solar program goes through, the roof should be replaced before they put the solar panels on, because that's a 20-year contract. Mm-hmm. The last thing you want to do is put all the solar up here and have to pull it all off to replace your roof.
Which we have to understand where the city is with that.
Well, it's on hold right now. Came up in a meeting. They just haven't made a decision. Bart's got to get the company some information. They got to get some back, and then he's got to present it to council again.
Yeah, Bart sent me an email about the, you know, the solar stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. Are they talking about doing a field for the city, or more?
Different buildings will receive it on the building. Some mm-hmm. are going to be fields next to like a well site. Mm-hmm. They're talking about the new city hall, the field that we own next to it, making that a solar field.
I think it's two different groupings, right? It's going to occur in two different groupings. Like, I think there's one proposed along the railroad tracks, like you said, next to the...
Yeah, we've narrowed it down there. It was 10 or 12 sites originally, and then we just saw some weren't going to be cost efficient or based on the new water system. Mm-hmm. We have to have retainage or well sites, and yeah, it's mm-hmm. a long process. Mm-hmm. But it's a 20-year commitment, that's the hard work. Okay.
It's something to think of too. The city, if they want to sell, put it on a building, if they're going to sell it or not.
That's exactly right, because whoever bought it would yeah. inherit that.
So we looked at it for our house, and mm-hmm. you know, you have to sell it with the building. Well, what if you don't want it?
Yeah, I heard that can cause challenges.
And then as far as gutters and downspouts, I have those checked every couple of years. She has a company come out and clean them all out based on the height. So, I mean, that's a perfect time to see if there's any damage or not. Tide can reach a little bit of this building, but mm-hmm. we don't have the gear to get up in the high places.
So, windows.
15 to 20 years normally. Now, based on the age of this section, mm-hmm. I don't know if the windows are ever replaced. I'm assuming they would have been at least once, based on the life of the building. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't see any damage to any of them or anything like that right now, but obviously if you went with a more energy efficient window, there's an upside and a downside. Cost and versus what you're going to save on energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing that 2017 report, I didn't see window replacement in there. You know, they had a table of costs, and maybe I overlooked it, but you know, that was interesting, because they had suggested at 10 years into the building, we should have $2 million set aside for maintenance and repairs.
Wow. At 10 years in?
And I only throw that out because in our larger meetings, you know, a lot of times people seem upset, you know, that we're spending money. And, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, Steve would know best, but to me, this is just pretty normal.
I mean, it's normal. And if you plan it out, you're going to spend a heck of a lot less than if you're doing this all in emergency. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you have a mechanical emergency right now and you need a chiller, good luck. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to rent one at ungodly cost
for a try to pay that whole time. Okay, so, yeah, what else? I guess continue.
Parking lot.
I'm taking notes.
Parking lot.
Mechanical, the VAVs, or parking lot including lighting. Mm-hmm. There was two different spots. Asphalt's listed somewhere else down here, too. At least I thought it was.
Replace, you have replace asphalt lot, question mark years, under 3A.
that somewhere else down here.
Oh, yeah, good place.
Because there was some down at the bottom listed under minor. Most parking lots, you're looking at 15 years roughly to do an overlay. You wouldn't have to do a full replacement as long as the base is in good shape and not totally saturated.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just mill it down an inch and a half, 2 inches, and just put an overlay right on it. I didn't put that in my notes, but maybe I didn't.
And we just did this out here?
Hmm?
This is fairly new.
It's decent shape. I mean, what I recommend is when you do, before you do your nice floss striping, do a great job crack sealing. That was not done during the last striping and seal coating.
We also had to call them back because the previous stripes came through again.
But this was just
seal coated.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't milled.
No.
But that's where you get your saturation out of your base coat. Below.
Just when it's not sealed?
Yep. Or the cracks are getting so large that every time it rains, all that rock and stone below, it's just going to get so saturated, and then you're going to replace your parking lot a lot faster.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess mechanical equipment. So you've got the VAVs for 27.
Yep, I'd raise that number based on what I looked up, around 270,000.
Mm-hmm.
The hard part with that is you're going to have sections of the library that's going to have to be closed, because that's all above sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm not saying it can't be done, it's just that's why your cost goes up. It's not in an area where you have an open ceiling, you just get in there.
Do you think that 270 is enough to cover, like, taking the, if you gotta take some grid out, that should cover that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you see inflation really drive, keep going up, add 2-3% on that.
Okay.
Now the air handler.
Air handler? I have never replaced an air handler in 23 years I've been doing this. I replaced a heck of a lot of parts in it, motors, stuff like that,
Right. Coil,
but I've never replaced the outer shell of an air handler.
Okay.
That's why I listed on mine just parts. So, find out some motors, possibly a coil if it fails, VFDs, which I have listed separately down here.
And we have pumps also, right? We have a pump in the room, so...
It's listed two down.
Is it? Oh.
You're 20 years on a base-mounted pump. 10 years on a pipe mounted. Because you're getting more vibration that way.
Our boilers have gone through some repair.
We did some upgrades. Normally you're 24 years. Based on the style of boiler we have here. Newer model would be a little bit smaller, but getting them in there is going to be a fun part.
Where are we on our, this would be, are we at, we're at 20?
How many years?
Yeah, on that boiler.
2007.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Is there 15 in?
Yeah.
16.
Wow, time flies.
And you have server room listed elsewhere.
When you get above, there's rooftops. I can't remember if we have a rooftop on top on this for any section. That might be it for this one. That's 15 years. Server room unit, usually 20 years. We did do some work on the inside unit. But I would plan on replacing the rooftop soon. If you're going to do it, I'd replace the whole thing and be done. That we don't have to worry about line set leaking or anything like that. What's up?
That, and the server, that's just like a little split?
It's a DX unit, yeah. You can't canopy units on the roof and just a blower on a bottom side.
So the flooring, we were majority carpet, right, in the building?
What, a couple other things. The furnace for this room, I'm looking at roughly 18 years. I don't know what the age of that unit is.
Yeah, this was the library from back in the 70s, right? So yeah. This section, so...
You would have had to replace it at least. Twice, maybe three times.
Hopefully it got replaced during the upgrade.
This report had two different years.
Really?
For this. So I wonder if one went out sooner, maybe. But I think...
Just something to look at. I added it to the list. Or that was on the list already. And then I added VFDs that are 15 years, roughly. Mm-hmm. As long as they're kept up. And
those are just for the pumps, right? The
VFDs. Yep. Which is energy savings, and you're going to save your pumps in theory,
yeah,
because it's ramping up slower and you're not just slamming it on. Mm-hmm. Until
you don't want to break a shaft.
Yep. And then one big one is radiant heaters, 25 years. We have, if I remember right, 5 to 7. So between the meeting room and the radiance, you're looking at 30-31.
So backup generator, I guess, went down. We already talked about LEDs. What kind of sizing would we need for here?
That would have to be engineered.
Okay.
And you're going to have two ways of going. Either picking up just your emergency panels, if there are enough emergency panels to do everything, which there should be based on a 2007 build, or like we did over at the New City Hall, we size the generator, pick up everything, because otherwise we would have to change the emergency panels, rewire stuff, and it was going to, not say cost more, but...
That's labor intensive.
Yes, very labor intensive.
What size of generator did you need then?
We got a 900 kW.
Wow.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
But that will pick up all our servers, everything in the building. Literally, we'll have a couple minute outage and it'll kick right over.
That's pretty sweet, though.
Yep, and it picks up all the mechanical and everything.
That was over a year probably to get that?
Yeah. We got it a little bit earlier than they anticipated. I think we ended up with 10 months.
Wow.
Versus the year they anticipated.
Yeah.
So that's another one. I mean, I'd start that electrical engineering way out. Because they're going to have to come through, check all your panels, everything, see what the load is. I mean, they need calculations of how many computers, how many people are going to be in here, hours, all that kind of stuff.
They'll need the sleds and all that, right? They'll need the sleds, right? So.
And it's where are you going to put it?
Yeah.
Darren, was there a request for a generator?
No, it was on the list.
Yeah, I didn't know if
because you don't have a whole lot of land on that side of the building, and that's where main electrical wall is. So if you put it anywhere else, you've got to run the main run to that row.
Yeah.
Okay. And there could be modifications needed on the switchgear. We ran into that at the new building.
Really?
Yep. The way they had it, the building fed, we had to redo everything and run new wire out.
Speaking of that,
that's why that
we have the expert
two to three
here, the switch gear, what's the lifespan of that?
I mean, I have never replaced a switch gear in my life. Not saying it can't fail.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But if I was staying, and hopefully the new person will do this, you should do a full hard flash assessment on this building, electrical assessment. And then I think it required once every 10 or once every 15, you're supposed to go through and exercise everything. That means a full building outage.
So where I work, it's required that we actually put yellow striping around where the arc flash zone is. Is that also code?
It's not even the arc flash. It's any electrical panel, you're 3 foot.
Yeah.
Okay. No storage within that. There should be no storage in electrical room, period. But
right.
Definitely within the 3 foot range. Mm-hmm. Ted started marking most of the buildings already. I don't know if he got this one done or not.
Okay.
We said our switchgear replacement, we do 25 years.
Yeah.
Fox Metro, we sell ours for 25.
Okay.
Yeah, that stuff's like, the lead time's pretty bad on that, too.
Oh, trying to get a transformer right now, Combat? Can't even get a transformer.
Mm-hmm. I've heard a year for those.
But our switchgears get used actually quite a bit. We have a lot of power outages, and we have two separate feeds coming in from Combat, so once one goes out, it automatically switches to the other feed. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Sometimes we lose both feeds, and we have an emergency third feed. And, yeah.
Wow.
The other thing to get around a generator, not saying that's the perfect world, you can put connections outside your building and rent a generator. Mm-hmm. But you're at the beck and call. If there's a big storm, major corporations are going to get them before you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of doing it that way, but...
And it's very pricey.
Oh.
What's that?
It's very pricey to run.
Yeah.
The only advantage of that is if you're in a long-term outage.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're something failed.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have minimums, too. It's like, even if you have a short outage, it's a minimum of a week rental. And it's...
Mm-hmm.
And a week rental means they'll come out there, drop it off, and then come back 3 months later and pick it up. Charge for a week, but leave it sit.
Yep.
Going back up the flooring, if you're going to redo flooring, carpet squares, don't ever do world carpet.
Carpet squares, definitely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
LVT wherever you can.
Get rid of carpet.
Most usable, clean. I mean, if you guys want to go over to the new building and check it out.
It's very nice.
LVT?
The flooring.
Oh, yeah. The only spot we upgraded on the flooring was back in PD where it's going to be a hell of a lot of traffic, epoxy. And then we did quartz tile on the lobby.
Nice.
Other than that, the areas that are going to get a lot of traffic.
Now that flooring that you put down, if a piece, somebody damages it.
You pull it up.
Is LVT planks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and nice. They have nice wood colors or wood grains and everything. Mm-hmm. We got a kind of a grayish color over there. Very sharp.
Yeah, I've seen that in healthcare too.
Yeah.
And even in a library environment, I mean, if you were to put it in hallways or stuff like that, you're not going to pick up a lot of sound off it unless somebody's wearing thick heels or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same as a hardwood.
Yeah, you don't get the knock when somebody's walking on it.
It's nice. It is nice. I saw it there over there.
I'm dying to see that building.
I'll be over
only there. I knew someone that...
I'll be over there.
Over there.
I'll be over there all week. Well, the next 2 weeks.
I had a little tour.
Where just move into.
Yeah, I bet.
I would get rid of the carpet.
If you guys are interested, have somebody reach out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there at least 4 o'clock every day.
They can arrange that for you guys if you want a tour.
That'd be nice.
Tour.
This time, Wednesday, Thursday this week, we're doing our final cleaning in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good point with the flooring.
You can do that section at a time, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be nice.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the larger section you do, the more cost-efficient it's going to be, but you don't have to spend all your money in one time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, with the library, it would be a total pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could take down an area, like a floor at a time, and, you know,
like,
okay,
like this
upstairs,
room.
We're doing
I mean, this room, since you use it for activities and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
I go LVT all the way across it.
You don't have to worry about kids throwing up.
Mm-hmm.
Library, like I did a library renovation, like 2007. It's, I think, 270,000 square feet. It's like a central library. We put rubber floor in, because, I mean, LVT wasn't a thing. The rolled rubber, it worked out really nice, but that's a pain because you got to move all the books.
Well, we did our staircases and rubber over there, and then obviously the fitness area.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's so cool. Okay, that's a good tip. Never thought about that for a library, but that makes sense.
So, I guess burglar alarm, we have our company that does that.
Fire alarms are usually 8 to 10 years, depending on what's failing. I mean, you're going to get devices failing. It's just part of the game. Burglars are off 15 years.
An elevator? What kind of...
I mean, you're going to have to repack your seals once in a while to get a hydraulic leak, but unless there's code-related items that you got to upgrade, there's not much. You might get an operator if it's getting phased out. I got one in Oswego that the operator, door operator is no longer available, so I'm going to replace it before it fails.
So the next one is something I'm a little concerned about is plumbing here. So what, I mean, we had issues in the restrooms already a couple years ago. What kind of things do we need to look at for plumbing?
I mean, obviously water heater every 10 to 15 years. Mm-hmm. Spend a little bit extra and get a commercial versus a household, which is what a lot of contractors will sell you, saying, hey, I can do it cheap. Mm-hmm. Commercial unit, you're going to pay about $9,000, depending on what size it is and stuff like that, but it's going to last a heck of a lot longer. Okay. Tens drain in these things on a regular basis, try to keep all the sediment out of there. Mm-hmm. You're going to get flush valves that are going to fail on your toilets, urinals, everything like that. Biggest problem you got in the bathrooms right now is trying to replace the lights. They put in coffer lights right at the edge of the wall that you cannot access because it's a drywall ceiling. We tried opening up the ceiling, still can't get to it without cutting everything out.
That's unfortunate. Okay.
Wall covers. Get rid of wallpaper. Biggest nightmare possible. We have one wall in a new building. That's got any wall cover. Everything else is paint.
Never paid attention to the walls.
Don't know if you do. I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't think so.
From a maintenance person.
Unless it's in the mother's room.
I feel like there's some somewhere.
He's got maybe in the children's area. I'll have to go look for these.
Yeah.
Scared her out of finding the wallpaper. Mm-hmm.
So structural.
Just something to look at ahead of time.
Mm. Yeah. How's Ted at painting?
He hates doing it, but he's very, very good at it.
Yeah, that'd be punishment.
No, he's the only person I know could like paint a whole wall and not make one speck anywhere.
And?
On him, floor.
Limit your colors.
Yeah. Neutrals.
You got two or three colors in it, I
So... structurally, concrete, tuck pointing, all that stuff.
What I'd say, I mean, I know it's listed as minor improvements. I'd move that up and just have one whole building category, even if you make a subcategory minor. Get it away from library equipment operations, stuff like that, and set the building section. Mm-hmm. But your sidewalks are going to have to get redone. Some are cracking already. You might be able to cut out sections, but all the round in line lights, they're in terrible shape. Mm-hmm. And to replace them, impossible. I see time that I've talked about this, there's not a whole lot of purpose to them other than we want to look good. Mm-hmm. So there's more than enough light if you did the LEDs in the parking lot and the building lights, there's more than enough light out there.
We need to light the flagpole somehow, right?
Yeah, but we could
find a better way to do that.
Could you run something off the building onto it?
Put it on a simple timer and you're done.
Yeah.
Or a photo cell.
Yeah, that makes sense. So,
there should be a package thing where if you're doing a sidewalk around those, mm-hmm. that lighting is pulled out,
okay,
capped properly, and then just fill it in.
Okay.
Because they're going to get hit with snow blowers, everything else. It's mm-hmm. just a bad design.
So Darren, this library operations equipment, mm-hmm. I know that's part of this plan. I think we need to get, if we're kind of looking at the overall, get some input on that. Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about, you mean like the network equipment?
They've got your
servers.
Various disk cleaner, I don't know what that means.
Oh, that, yeah.
Well, you go down under the IT, you got your network.
Well, and that's the thing, library operations equipment, depending if it's only like disk cleaner, stuff like that, I throw that under your IT. Mm-hmm. But if there's other things that Shelly has in mind for that area that might make sense, then you keep a separate category.
Yeah, that's strange why structural is under that minor, mm-hmm. like with the equipment.
I just think it'll clean everything up better and kind of segregate. Definitely.
Now, we did a recent upgrade of our firewall, so semi-recent. I think it was like 3 years ago. I think Russ reported on that.
Time flies.
Mm-hmm.
But like servers are every 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Same with switches. The automatic doors under building minor improvements.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that.
There's not a whole lot to them. I mean, ADA buttons are either wired solid or mm-hmm. with battery operated. You can replace the operator on most of these doors, no problem. Unless code changes, that you got to do something that way.
Okay.
Keep in mind, if you do automatic doors or anything like that, I have ADA operators. If you upgrade anything, I shouldn't say upgrade, but if you replace them, if there's any new code, you got to follow that new code. Mm-hmm.
That's if you replace
them. If you replace
them. The whole doors.
But if we just swap out?
If you swap out an operator, you're fine.
Good.
That's what we'll
do. Yeah.
It's the same in restrooms where you take down a partition, put a new one up. Mm-hmm. ADA requirements.
All right. So, Steve, on this plan, anything else you can leave?
It's on your on the phone system 7C. I don't know if you guys purchased your phones or not.
Yeah, we did that about 2 years ago.
Oswego just did this, and we're doing it at the new building. We're under a cloud-based lease. Mm-hmm. If we re-up the contract, you get new phones every 3 years. It's all cloud-based. You don't have to have as much infrastructure, which could cut down on your servers and switches. Mm-hmm. And, the system we got, we'll send your voicemail to your email, recording, everything.
We're working on the cameras already, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
What I'd say is, Shelly and maybe a couple other people, make sure it's a system that they can get it on their phones.
Okay.
It might be helpful with it. Well, Ted's got his own phone, so I don't want to speak for him. But we use it over in Oswego to check snow. Hmm. So our guys can look at downtown, we can look at each of our buildings and say, okay, we got to get guys out there right away. Mm-hmm. that one, or if somebody, an alarm goes off, Shelly can look at the cameras.
Yeah, we're already looking at
it. She's got that now, right?
Yeah, she's got that now.
It's nice.
Yeah. It's nice. She can look at it right from her phone. And, yep. And,
I didn't know she had that, but just the thing you said, I've noticed over the years that...
Or should say she can log into it. I don't know if she has it on her phone. I know she can log into it. Might be on her phone. I'll have to ask her.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
A very good camera system for Kata. We use it down at the parking deck in Las Vegas. Great system. They're very supportive.
What's it called?
Verkata. V-E-R-K-A-D-A. Spot A has got some good stuff out there.
Remember, we just went to a server and started putting in cards so that as we upgraded our cameras.
Was that the hook we added to Foxtree? We had it hooked up to the rain gauge, too. Mm-hmm. So if we get a certain amount of rain at any of our lift stations, it notifies our foreman and us maintenance guys how much rain we have so we can anticipate more flow coming in. And yeah, it's really kind of...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you to look at video footage of wastewater coming in.
Okay.
People counting system. Do you have one now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, on that door and also in the front. Yeah, we have to have it. We have to report the numbers to the Illinois Library Association.
Those are my big ones. The printers, I don't know how much subset of documents to deal with.
We lease ours, and it's and then people can pay to use it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because, like, the new building we put in ones that you can bring card readers. So staff has card readers. You don't have to worry about HR printing something that's sitting on a printer.
Mm-hmm.
Also keeps a track of who's using it.
Yep.
What departments use it the most. They do that at the, well, they also do that at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are good systems, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they can see. If you don't give anybody a key card number, you can get in trouble for that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to go.
Okay. And our digital sign, we put that in, what, 5 years ago? Do you remember when
that long?
Has it been that long?
Do you guys remember when we put it in? That'll help us out when.
4 or 5, I think.
I want to say it was 5, because I want to say it was the first year I was here.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez,
I know Parks Ranger.
So,
yeah, that's a good
Parks and Randy Electric.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should probably look at the, I don't know what maintenance is required.
Yeah, we should.
Look at what?
Maintenance. What kind of PMs need to be done on it?
Wouldn't think much, but...
Yeah, just something to make sure.
Yeah, to oil the letters.
And your energy costs are going back up because there's no night setback on the system. What we thought was a night setback actually shuts the whole unit down.
So
that's one thing I brought up to... What's that?
Is this the gas cost?
Gas and electric. Electric's going to be a bigger one. Because that system's going to run all night long. So that's when I talked to Shelly about we got to get a maintenance program for the BAS and they're going to have to change some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can change the schedule. When you change the schedule, that unit shuts completely off.
So it's not really doing a setback?
Well, that's what caused part of our problem with the freezing. We looked into it deeper. Mm-hmm. Boiler shut down, but it was based on the unit shutting down, so we got cold air temps and the boiler shut.
Oh.
So it runs 24 hours a day now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can shut it down for a couple hours at night, but if we get an extreme cold temperature, we're going to be right back where we were 3 months ago.
Does the BAS company need to come back?
Yeah, but we're trying to check some other things and have the BAS company come out once.
Okay.
But we should get a service agreement on that unit anyways, which was mentioned previously in one of these meetings. Mm-hmm. But there's going to have to be changes to that program.
Okay.
I know that's not capital, but...
Gotten through it.
Yeah,
got
through it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. All right. Motion to adjourn.
Second. Whatever. Second.